The Australian share market has ended the month of July around 4% higher, its first positive trading month since February. By the close, the All Ords was up just over 0.5%, as was the ASX 200 index. The healthcare company ResMed rose strongly after reporting a solid profit number. The gaming company Ainsworth was the star performer. Mining and energy stocks led the losses. Across the region, the Shanghai Composite Index is on track for its biggest monthly loss in 6 years, and regulators there are now looking through the books of brokers as they seek to stabilise the market. The Australian dollar is currently worth 72.99 US cents. The latest bank statistics offer an insight into the recent crackdown on property investment lending, with most major institutions flouting the regulator's loan limits. June figures from the financial regulator APRA show Westpac is the only Big Four institution complying with the 10% annual investor loan growth limit. NAB remains the worst offender, growing investment lending at 14% over the 12 months to June. When the monthly figures are annualised, all four major lenders are breaking the speed limit, but further rapid growth is seemingly unlikely, with the banks this month making it much harder for investors to get loans.